come. Yeah. Watch when we touch down. Uh-huh. Intercept your bag and you ain't like that. Get your weight. I think you need to sit down.
What is up, people? No rats, we what is up? Hey, that song is by Sonny Savage. You can find the song on YouTube. You can I think you can get it on iTunes and probably Spotify now. I'm not sure. But it's called Green Bay by Sonny Savage. But big shout out to Sonny Savage for letting me use that. You know, I got permission, people. You know what I mean? Not breaking the rules, but dude, what a freaking football game for Thursday night. Green Bay Packers 7-1, knocked off the undefeated Arizona Cardinals. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. And dude, I've been talking a lot of trash. Because so many people said the Packers weren't going to win. The Packers didn't have a chance. They said the Packers, it was just like, why play the game? I saw people on my Facebook say that they should sit Aaron Rodgers because they were going to lose anyways. And like rest the starters, too many guys were hurt. You know, they were without their top three wide receivers. Jair is still out. I believe Kevin King did not play. I always get that wrong. I don't think he did because I would have remembered. So, you know, obviously Zadarius, like, there's so many injuries. So everyone was like, there's no chance the Packers are going to win. I saw everywhere. There's no chance the Packers are going to win. But they did. And, like, it was a phenomenal game. I think the game plan was awesome. Like, I think, you know, maybe used A.J. Dillon a little more. That'd be the only critique I would give. I wouldn't even give a critique. Or whatever. I don't usually use the word critique. But but I love it. I love it. And Arizona Cardinal fans, like, I didn't know that there was, like, that many of them on Twitter. But they found me because I talked a little bit of smash, a little bit of trash. I don't have no problem with Arizona Cardinal fans. Like, I don't care about Arizona Cardinal fans. Like, I'm not saying that they're a bad fan base, but I'll say that the Packers filled like half their stadium on Thursday Night Football. And they, you know, I think there's probably more Cardinal fans on Twitter than there was at that game Thursday night, but whatever. I ain't got no beef with Arizona Cardinals fans. I do love that Packer fans were in the stadium, and I saw this on Twitter that they were chanting Bucks in six. So I saw a Cardinal fan tweet out, that is just hurtful. That hurt my soul, you know, because of Phoenix Suns and all those things. But yeah, Packer fans came out, represented. Big shout out to everyone who went to the game, whether you live around Arizona or people that traveled all over. A lot of people travel. I don't travel like that. I love the Packers, but like I'm a homebody. You know what I mean? I gotta stay home so I can stream. But before I get into all this other stuff, big shout out to everyone who tuned in to my live stream. I live stream during the game and just kind of talk about the game and like screw around, drink some beers, you know, talk to people, and it's always so much fun. But like this last week was my most viewed live stream, like during the game, because I have competition. You know what I mean, people? Tom Grassi does it. Cheesehead TV does it on their YouTube. And they're all phenomenal, you know? They do a great job. But most people that watch me are from my Facebook. Not a lot of people on YouTube, but I'm live on YouTube. So you should definitely go watch on YouTube. I'm trying to get this YouTube thing going, you know what I mean? Trying to get it to grow a little bit. But it's tough. A lot of competition out there, but we're going to put in the work. Anyways, thank you for everyone who does choose to watch. There are people who choose to watch this, who's watching this on YouTube right now. Appreciate you. You know what I mean? We're having a good time over here. This season, though, is so much fun. It's so much fun. The Packers are 7-1. And I put it on Twitter. The Packers are the best team in the NFL. People got mad. People, no, that's not true. The Bucs and this team and that team. But, yo, first of all, it's an opinion. All right? You can have one, too. Like, you could say I'm wrong, but like, people were mad, like, saying that I shouldn't have said it, which I thought was funny. Like, you can't even say that. Why would you even say that? It's the Bucs. Like, yo, that's your opinion, bro. Saying that this team or that team is the best team in the NFL, like, someone could say the Jets is the best team in the NFL. Like, obviously, they're wrong, but like, you can have an opinion that's like whatever. But I think that there's reason to stand by the Packers. I'm not saying they're going to be the best team and they're going to win a Super Bowl, they're going to never lose another game. But I'm saying right now, as we sit at 7-1, the Packers are the best team in the NFL. And it's not because they're 7-1. It's not just because of the record. The Packers beat an undefeated team at home or away at Arizona's house. They're undefeated. The Packers are without the top three wide receivers, numerous other positions, but like, let's even if you just take top three wide receivers, how many teams in the NFL can take away their top three wide receivers, go on the road on a short week, and win that game? Like, I don't know that there's any other team, and you're playing an undefeated team at their house, Arizona Cardinals, hot, and then they're like averaging 30 points a game or something like that. And the Packers went in there and beat them. And it wasn't because the Packers' offense is so dandy and so great, which it is. They have Aaron Rodgers, you know, two great running backs, like they best coach in the league, you know, right now. I think Matt LaFleur should be coach of the year. He should have already been done, you know, should have already happened previous years. But like this year, I think Matt LaFleur has to be coach of the year. The Packers are going to keep it rolling. But the offense did their job, you know, the defense, I think, should get some love. The defense should get some credit. Like, what they did, I think that I think I saw it. Hopefully it's right. Arizona is averaging like 30 points a game the last however many games. Might not be the whole year, but the last four games or whatever it was. But that's a very good offense either way. And the Packers defense did their job. I mean, not even counting that interception, like, at the end of the game, because that was like a fluky thing. The wide receiver, like, I don't know what he was doing. The ball, you know, he got tipped up in the air and he intercepted. Great interception, props. But I'm saying, even if you take that away, the defense didn't just let him run down the field. They didn't let Murray scamper through the middle, you know, like a lot of the last year. So that's why Packers fans have shell shock from running quarterbacks or quarterbacks that are, you know, able to run, you know, like not, you know, slow quarterback. If you have a quarterback that can roll, you like, can scare the hell out of Packer fans, because in previous years, that's what Packer fans saw. But the Packers shut them down. They did a great job. Like, everyone like did their job. I think the defense deserves so much credit. And I love that Preston Smith said, you know what J.J. Watt said, everyone's making excuses why we keep winning. Maybe it's just because we're that damn good or whatever. And then Preston Smith kind of tweeted out that same thing. And I saw some fans like, oh, my God, don't be cocky. Well, what's going to happen? Dude, I love it. I want you to talk smack. I loved it when J.J. Watt said it. Like, I love players that talk smack. Talk that smack. I mean, I don't get crazy with it, but, like, you don't have to be shy about being good. If you're good, you don't have to shy away from it and be like, I don't know, geez, shucks, we're kind of good. No, say it. We are good. The Packers defense is great. Packers defense did a fantastic job. And no one in the sports world really is giving anyone credit. Like, I don't watch ESPN or whatever, but I see a lot of people talking about, like, posting screenshots, and I see ESPN on social media. And, like, no one's really showing the Packers that much love. Like, how did Arizona lose this game? It's like, I see Cardinals fans saying, too, and Bears and Viking fans to chime in, because Bears and Viking fans, they don't like me very much. So anytime they have a chance to come at me, they're going to do it. But everyone's saying that Arizona lost that game, not that the Packers won that game. Like, dude, you do not. I actually saw on my Instagram, someone said the Packers got lucky. It was a Packer fan. I'm a Packer fan, but Packers got lucky. First of all, when people say that, I'm a Packers fan, but, and then they say some crap. Like, being a Packers fan does not make it any better what you're saying. Like, even for me, like, I won't say I'm a Packers fan, but I think this. Like, being a Packers fan, I know that you think it gives you more credibility because you're saying something bad. Like, even I see, because I'm a Packer fan. And every fan base does it. But, like, no one cares. Like, I'm a Raiders fan, but I think this and that. No one cares, bro. Just say what you want to say. You don't have to add in, but I'm a Packers fan, or I'm a whatever fan. Because it doesn't give you any more credibility. It's still a crappy take if it's a crappy take. You know what I mean? but, like, to say the Packers got lucky is just moronic to me. You don't get lucky. You don't have a short week on the road, other side of the country, like going to Arizona. The Packers are historically not real great headed up, you know, west or whatever it is. I'm not a geographer, people. But they struggle, you know, going to San Francisco, going to all those places. So they went into Arizona. Their top three wide receivers out, top corner. Like, all, you know, David Bakhtiari is still out. But the Arizona defense is good. Like, that's a good football team. Not a trash team. They didn't get lucky to get undefeated. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't 7-0 on accident. Like, I don't care. Talk about schedules, but they beat some teams. And the Packers, you don't get lucky and win that game. Like, dude, to win that game, they're like, oh, they barely squeaked past them. Well, yeah, they're not going to blow them out. They're the top three wide. Just imagine if they had Davante Adams and Alan Lazard. Like, if you could just take one player. If Davante Adams was playing that game, unless they would have changed their scheme, maybe, you know, if they did some things different and that helped their offense and the whole thing. But it, you have to think that if Davante Adams was playing in that game, the Packers would have blown him out. Like, unless, like, they changed some stuff, which I don't know that they did. I mean, obviously, they did because they were missing everyone. But they ran the ball good. I think that's the key to the Packers' offense. They need to do more. I'd like to see more A.J. Dillon on the goal line situations. But they had a goal line, and then they threw it three times, which I don't like. I don't care for that. And, like, if they don't and they seem to get in the end zone, this game is probably different, and they don't need that interception at the end of the game. Like, anyone saying that the Packers got lucky, the Packers are a good football team. And to me, right now, at this moment, the Packers are the best football team in the NFL. Like, we'll see if that continues. They play the Chiefs next. Chiefs fans are going crazy, bro. I actually love it. I have no hate for Chiefs fans. I have no hate for the Chiefs. You know, I think they have a great fan base. I think so. They're dedicated. They're up there, you know, when the Chiefs weren't doing good before Patrick Mahomes and all those things. But I saw, like, on Instagram, I saw screenshots of people, fans going at the players, and the players coming back, commenting back and forth, trashing each other. And people, Chiefs fan, or players were saying, like, this is a toxic fan base, you know. Since he was there, this player said, you know, two Super Bowls, whatever it was, a Super Bowl victory, and they're still, you know, crying about it. And I like to see it because Packer fans are very, you know, like Aaron Nagler calls it, entitled town. You know, they get very, very mad. Like, it's hard to win in the NFL. It's hard to win the whole damn thing. So, like, I don't know. For me, first of all, I don't like fans going at players on social media, like tagging players and saying, like, you suck and blah, blah, blah. You need to do this better. You need to do that better. Like, calm down, dude. I don't have a problem with people saying it, but just don't tag the player. Like, I mean, I know people are like, oh, they should have thicker skin than that. Like, why? Like, if they open their phone and they see you running your mouth, and then people get mad at the player when they respond and, like, just trash you and they say some stuff. And then people are like, oh, the player should be bigger than that. Like, no, if you attack them on the social media, they should be able to come back and say, like, go to hell, you know, whatever they want to say. I don't know. It's just not my thing. I would never tag a player talking negative. It's just, if you're not going to say, like, to their face, because if you saw them in person, you'd ask for their autograph and, like, a picture. Then you're on Twitter, you're like, or Instagram, wherever. Yeah, you suck. Yeah, I wish we would trade you, blah, 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 blah. See him in person. Oh my God, I can't believe it's you. Let me take a picture. But it's fun to see another fan base, you know, imploding, because the Packer fans, I love Packer fans. You know what I mean? I get along with all so many Packer fans. Some Packer fans I don't agree with, some I do. You know, I'm just having fun. Like, I it's not that serious. I mean, it's serious. Football is serious. But, like, the way the fans interact with each other, like, people get so mad at each other because, like, someone disagrees with them. Like, I take Packers football very serious, but I don't take serious all this, like, talking about it. Like, I say stuff. It doesn't matter. Like, people, I don't know, shouldn't take it that serious, because who the hell am I working at a cheese factory? I'm not, like, some all-knowing guru, you know what I mean? I don't have any notes. I don't have any stats around me. I just turn on my camera, literally, and just start rambling. I forget about half the stuff I want to talk about. I should have notes. Yeah, I even have post-it notes right here, because I was like, I'm going to start writing notes, and that way I don't forget stuff that I want to say. Sometimes I forget to say the Vikings suck, and that hurts me. Dude, I saw a post on the Twitter, or no, it was on Facebook. They said the difference between our quarterback and their quarterback, and their Viking fans posted this. And they had a picture of Kirk Cousins at the podium wearing a suit, looking all, you know, dapper or whatever you want to call it. Then they had a picture of Aaron Rodgers after that, you know, late hit. And his, you know, helmet's all messed up. Everyone saw all the memes from, which I think were like fantastic. I love it. And what they said, the difference between our quarterback and your quarterback, like, they're saying, well, Aaron, you know, their quarterback, I don't even know. Obviously, they're trying to say their quarterback is better. So then I responded to it, because that's what I do. I troll people on the internet. And I said, yeah, difference is one's a champion and one's not. Like, dude, I don't know. Viking fans are funny. Like, the stuff that they brag about on Facebook, because I'm all in on Facebook, like, I'm, or whatever they want to call it now. I don't know if it's changing or what, but I love trolling people on Facebook. I follow all the ESPNs, all the NFL pages, so that I can just comment on it. And Vikings, I don't follow Viking fan stuff, but it always, like, you know, Facebook's always, oh, man, you might like this. And it's always some dumb, like, meme or, you know, Vikings fan page. And they're always saying something stupid. So I like to comment on it. You know, we have a good time over there. But Viking fans don't like me on the Facebook. Anywhere really on the internet. But I think that they're like, if I was a Viking fan, I'd be embarrassed of all the other Viking fans. Oh, the stuff they brag about, like, oh, we're the best in the league in third down percentage. You know, okay, how are you on touchdowns? Where's your ranking on that? How about wins? I think they got three wins. Isn't that what it is? Like, I don't know. Maybe calm down, Viking fans. I mean, brag about what you want to brag about, but, like, don't come talking to a Packer fan bragging about third downs when you got three wins and we're sitting over here at seven right now. I don't, Vikings, I think they had a bye already. I think so. They must have, because I think they're only 3-3. So obviously the Packers have one more game too, because they play Thursday night. It's Saturday right now. Anyways, but, you know, Viking fans, they're hard to listen to. They're fun. They're entertaining. Bears fans, I don't know. They got kind of quiet, dude. I think it's fantastic that people at my work were talking all this trash about the Bears, you know, Packers. Oh, Packers going to lose to the Bears, this and that. And, like, after that Packer-Bear game, they haven't talked to me since. And not, how's it going? They don't want to talk about football no more. Like, they don't want to talk. Like, hey, what happened? Packers beat up on the Bears. Aaron Rodgers, the whole I own you thing. We're not going to get into that. We talked about that enough. And then they go and beat Arizona Cardinals at their house. Like, I say the Packers are the best team in the NFL, but, like, I think everyone would agree, like, they're top three, whatever you want to put them. It'd be interesting to see where people have power rankings after this week. I don't really care about power rankings at all. I think they're the most useless thing, but it's content on the internet, right? That's what they do. CBS Sports, NFL, on whatever crap channels, they're all going to make them. ESPN's going to make their list. They're all going to have power rankings. They mean nothing. This is not college. Doesn't mean anything, but it's somewhat humorous to look at it. They always have, like, one team left off. It's always, like, a popular team, you know? Or, like, they'll put the Bucks at, like, number four. And, like, popular fan bases, like, the Bucks are hot. I don't know if they have a popular fan base, but they're hot. They won a Super Bowl last year. They're a good team. Tom Brady's over there. They gathered some fans from the Patriots and everyone. Tom Brady fans, you know, now they're all Buccaneer fans. But, like, the Cowboys, popular fan base. Packers, popular fan base. Steelers. But Steelers, I don't think anyone's putting them anywhere near a power ranking. But that's what they do. They'll always leave one team off or put one team real low or, like, jump one team up just so everyone in the comments goes, oh, my God, I can't believe that player, that team is there. And then that's how you get interaction. It's a lesson on social media right there. But I don't know where I was going with that. But power rankings, I think it'll be interesting this week to see where people have the pack. I think everyone, they're going to have, like, you know, one or two. I think it's just the Packers and then the Bucks. We'll see how the games go Sunday, how the Bucks do. I'm sure they're going to win. Bucks are a good football team. Like, when I say the Packers are the best team in the NFL, I don't mean the Bucks suck. I don't mean Arizona sucks. I don't mean, like, whatever. I'm just saying that the Packers are a really freaking good football team right now. And they played on the road, like I said, 100 times. They played on the road without their top three wide receivers. That's unheard of. Unheard of. Top three wide receivers, especially when Davante Adams is one of those players. Like, everyone says, oh, that's the offensive with them. When Davante Adams leaves, rah, 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 rah. But they did it. Anyways, Sunday, no Packer football. So I think we're going to chill on the couch, watch some football, maybe rake some leaves. My neighbors will probably appreciate it. I usually just wait to rake my leaves because it gets windy sometimes. Just go over there. You guys like raking leaves so much. There you go. You're welcome. But, yeah, so everyone enjoy their Sunday. All right. Go Pack, go, people. Packers are 7-1. Best team in the NFL, in my opinion, right now. We'll see how long they can do it. Big shout out to Bobby Tonyan. It sucks that losing him for the season. I love me some big Bobby Tonyan. And I always root for him. Not even just as, like, losing a player, but just, like, for him. Personally, like, that just sucks. This is, you know, supposed to be his year. You know, who knows what happens next year. But, hopefully he heals out and he balls out next year, you know what I mean? But go Pack, go. Big shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show, you know what I mean? So go get yourself some Quick Trip, people. Best way to prepare for a football game, whether it's Packers or whatever else. You need to get some beer, some chips, maybe some pizza, maybe some tendies for the ride home even. Get some macaroni and cheese. Whatever you need. Quick Trip got the hookup, people. All right. Go Pack Go, people. Let's get out this thing, boy.
It's Green Bay when that pack comes. Yeah. Watch.